Вот. Материалы.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by. This is Roshni, the moderator for your conference call today. We welcome you to Pfizer Annual Results Conference Call. We have with us today Mr. Keval Handa, Managing Director, Mr. H. Sridhar, Finance Director, Mr. Siddhartha Prakash, Director of Corporate Affairs, and Mr. Prajeet Nair, Company Secretary. At this moment, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. S. Sridhar. Mr. Sridhar, please go ahead.
Thank you, Roshni. Good afternoon, everybody. I've got Keval here with me. So first, I'll cover the financial overview, and then we'll take any questions. For November, ORGMIS MAT data reflects a pharma market growth of 10.3% and a Pfizer at 5.6%. In terms of our revenues for 12 months to November, our sales 677 crores for 12 months, which represents 1% growth. And net of the divested brand, we sold off 4 brands to J&J last year. Net of that, our underlying growth will be 12% of the sales. In terms of segment growth, we have had pharma, which has grown at 9%, 12%, consumer health at 4%, and animal health at 22%. So weighted 12%. In terms of sales growth of 12%, 4.3% comes from price, and about 7.5 comes from volume. In terms of product performance, the pharma, like I said, has grown around 12% for the year. Key brands like Codex has grown at 15%, Dolonex at 15%, Miniplex and Amlagot also at 15%, Magnus at 14%, and Becosis at 7%. So most of our key products have had a double-digit growth, with Lyrica growing at 39% for the year. In terms of consumer health, the annual growth is 4%, out of which key brand Jellucil has gone 12%, Feridol and Celsin has gone 21% each. Nebosols have gone 29% and Waterbury is at 14%. It is the other small brands in consumer health which actually bring down the growth to about 4%. Otherwise, the key brands are all grown at double digit. In terms of animal health, they grow at 22%, with all the brands registering double-digit growth. The new products, we launched about 6 new products in 2008. Total, we have logged about 25 crores in terms of revenue for the new products, which contributes about close to 4% of our sales of new products. Both Corex and Becosis continue to rank number one in their therapeutic area, and 5 of our brands are the top 100 of the pharmaceutical industry. In terms of total expenditure, our growth is about 2% versus last year, but if you knock off the divested brands impact, our growth would be about 10% in terms of our expenditure. The profit before exceptionals is grown at 9%. And if we knock off again the consumer brand business, our profit before exceptionals will be at 26% for the year. We have had the exceptions in 2 years, last year and year before last. In terms of one of the years, we have a Chandigarh plant sale, and last year we have the brand sale to J&J. So as a result, if you really look at our published results, we are showing minus 7% growth in terms of PBT, but actually it is 26% at PBT level. No exceptions. In terms of our other income, it's more or less flat at around 4% growth for exceptionals. Clinical research has gone up 3.6%, and the interest from bank has gone 62% last year. In terms of total expenditure, our total expenditure, like I said, has grown by about 2%. main component is basically on account of cost of materials, which has grown by 2.6% over last year. That's basically on account of vitamin C cost, which has really gone up this year. That has impacted slightly our material consumption by about 1 percentage point this year. Personal cost is more or less flat, and other expenditure is about 2.2% increase. In terms of our in terms of balance sheet, our fixed assets is about 83 crores, and our current assets is around, inventory is around 12 crores, cash in bank are worth 543 crores. Thank you. Thank you. If you take any questions as of now. Roshni?
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the live question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your push button phone and await your turn to ask the question when guided by the facilitator. If your question has been answered before your turn and you wish to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing the hash key. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, please press star and 1 now. Our first question is from Mr. H.R. Gala, Quest Investments. Mr. Gala, please go ahead.
Hi, Keval.
Hi, Gala. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. Yeah, congratulations for a really good set of numbers. Like, we were really wondering that how come we posted such a small growth in PBT. But as Sridhar has nicely mentioned, that the real growth is at PBT level at as high as 26%, which is very heartening. I would just like to know, how do we ramp up sales from here on, basically? And what kind of industry growth do you forecast, since, you know, we are undergoing the slowdown currently?
Okay, so very good questions you asked. This is really bothering us about the slowdown.
Mm-hmm.
And what we are saying is that there is a mixed trend in terms of what the information is coming to us.
Okay.
October was a negative growth. November was 6% positive, and then it's about 8% positive. So what we are looking at is the growth now coming down from as high as about 12-13% to 8%, 7-8%.
Okay. How much was January?
The January was 7%, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So now, if that is the trend, I am looking at a 5 percentage point definitely down in pharma industry.
Okay.
So there is an impact that is happening in pharma industry, and I think that's where we are really going to get hurt very badly.
Okay.
But now, we, as far as we are concerned, we are a little bit on market expansion project, and we're trying to see how do we maximize or reach with doctor and also with retailers.
Okay.
There is expansion going on on these two fronts.
Okay. Yeah. Can you tell us what was the inventory and debtors number? I didn't get properly.
Yeah. The inventory was about 124 crores.
124. Okay.
Yeah.
Debtors.
Debtors was about 60 crores.
60.
Yeah.
And fixed asset you said was 83.
83.
And cash and bank 543 crores.
That's right.
Okay. Just one question. I'm not sure whether you will like to comment at this juncture or not. What do you look forward from this likely takeover of Wyeth by Pfizer?
Well, I think one thing is very clear, that it has created world's premier biopharmaceutical company.
Okay.
And I think Pfizer is quite excited with this takeover, because it meets a lot of parameters.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a proper fit with them. But it has still a time before all approvals are come from U.S., Europe.
Okay.
So I think the figure, the timelines are somewhere around September 2009.
Okay.
So we will have a clear idea in terms of approvals.
And do you anticipate any reorganization taking place between these two listed entities in India?
Well, it is too early to discuss, you know, Gallup.
Okay.
And
no, I do appreciate that.
So we will cross the bridge when it comes.
Yeah, sure. Last question from my side. What will be the new product launch program as we go ahead? Like last year you said we introduced 6 new products.
So this year also we have a good plan, as I mentioned it in my earlier, that we are looking at two strong strategy.
Mm-hmm.
One is market expansion, the other is introducing branded value products.
Okay.
Not necessarily that's coming from by the original discovery molecules.
Mm-hmm.
Now we plan to look at launching few of these products by the second half of 2009.
Okay.
So you can see that coming around second half of 2009.
Okay. So this could be some in-licensed brands also?
Could be in licensing also.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you see margins going forward from the current level, Keval?
Well, there's going to be a huge pressure on margins.
Okay.
Mainly because of the cost going up, B is if there are impact on volumes, then you may have impact on margins also.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've been working on that to ensure that we protect our margins. So there is a 3 or 4 cross-functional team working.
Okay.
And next time, if you see me traveling in an economy class, don't be surprised.
Okay. Anyway, wish you all the best, Keval.
Thank you, Mr. Gala, for your question. Next in line is Mr. Kaushik Poddar from Capital Market. Mr. Poddar, please go ahead.
Okay. See, if you see the segmental result for the pharmaceutical in the last quarter, I mean, that is, in the margin is substantially down. I mean, is there any specific expense, maybe advertising or something that had been expensed in this quarter because of which it is substantially down?
Well, I think broadly, before Srila takes any comments, the two things happened last year is the petrol prices went up tremendously.
Okay.
C is vitamin C prices went up very high.
Okay.
Now, vitamin C from as low as 500 rupees per kg went up to 2,500 rupees per kg.
Okay.
And you know, because this is our largest selling product, so it will have an impact on the margin. And
okay.
It's under the cost control, so we were not able to, there is a time lag between the cost increases and the price increases.
Okay. Now, both these prices are down, petrol price as well as vitamin C.
Correct.
So, will that result in a better margin this quarter?
Well, the vitamin C are not as much down as we expect to be. It's
okay.
A little lower. And we are looking at it in terms of saying how do we recover this margin. As you know, this is under price control.
Right.
So, it takes time before we actually get our prices.
Okay.
And you never get 100% price increase. Of the compensation. That is another problem.
Okay. And on the cash you have, 500 crores odd, I mean, is there any plan? Hello?
Yeah, we've been looking at, as you said, it's some part of the inorganic growth opportunities that are coming through. And hopefully, if we have some good opportunities, then we will be able to utilize the cash much better.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Poddar. Ladies and gentlemen, for any questions, you are requested to press star and 1 now. Next in line is Mr. Bhavin Shah from Dolat Capital. Mr. Shah, please go ahead.
Thank you. Hello, sir. Just to take the question forward, the initial question on the existing problems in domestic pharma, and is it really more to do with destocking that the downstream guys are doing, and is there any specific therapeutics where, you know, things are really going bad, and if there's an upside or if there's a U-turn that we're possibly looking at, wherein, you know, how is that going to happen and when do you expect that, to be honest?
Well, one of the reasons is, of course, destocking, as the funds are getting difficult to come by, so the stocking at the stockist levels definitely will come down. The other two or three reasons are basically, you know, people don't spend that much of money, particularly on wellness products like vitamins and others.
and people use home remedies for a long time, so they come to take medicines much later, and then they don't complete the course of the treatment. That is another issue, whereby if it is for 5 days, they use for 3 days and stop it. So there are multiple reasons why it happens that the pharmaceutical products also have impact because of the liquidity crunch and less money to spend.
I mean, the last part of the question, so I mean, in your view, do you think this will sustain or prevail for another maybe 2-3 odd quarters or?
I heard Mr. Kamath yesterday talking on CNBC, and he said that at least 2 or 3 quarters you will see this type of downturn, and only then we can see some type of economy reviving. But I am very hopeful because government is very proactive on doing various things. Maybe we will revive much faster than others.
That's great, sir. And your initiatives on the rural front, is there any development happening there?
Well, what we are trying to do at this point of time is to increase our presence in class 2 and class 4 towns, where we found that our growths are not coming as compared to growths other pharmaceutical companies are enjoying. So we are trying to enlarge our scope from metros and class 1 to class 2 to class 4. And once we are stabilized there, I think then we would venture out into the rural segment. So at this point of time, our entire focus is concentrating on class 1 to class 4 towns.
Okay. So in terms of your portfolio rationalization, I mean, in line with the problems currently, do you think there will be a dramatic change in the way you will push your products forward?
Well, again, it depends upon what the portfolio will be for class 3 or class 4 towns. Definitely, those products will be pushed more than the other products.
Okay, sir. And your Champix marketing initiative, has it taken off in a good way?
Yeah, we had some issues with Champix last year, and in terms of getting support for prescription of these products. And we can't do a pure OTC, unfortunately, and that's has hold us back from spending money on this product through media. But we have carved out a special task force on Champix now, and for the last 2 months, the good news is that we are on a track as far as the budgeted expectations of Champix are concerned.
Do you put any number on the product revenue for the full year?
Too early to say, but it's a long-term product, and we would be very happy if it touches anywhere between 4 to 5 crores this year, or 3 to 5 this year, and then we take it forward.
Great. Okay, so just last question on the financial front. Could you share with us the adjusted PAT, I mean, you know, removing all the exceptional items for the year vis-a-vis last year?
So, like you said, it's a 12% growth in revenue and a 26% growth in PBT, net of the four brands, the consumer brands.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Shah, for your questions. Next in line is Ms. Aarti from Batliwala and Karani.
Hello. Yeah, I just wanted an update on your office premise. As I understand, your lease is expiring sometime this year. So, is there any plans to acquire another property or extend the lease?
Our lease is expiring end of this year, but we have an option to extend it one more year. So, we are in the process of formalizing that. So, we should be probably here for next one more year after that. So, we still have some time to worry about that.
All right. Again, continuing on Champix, could you give some sense on what number of patients that have been enrolled so far?
I don't often have the data of the number of patients enrolled for Champix, but we can send it across to you if we can give you your email ID.
My details are with Prajit. Anyway, I'll drop in a mail with him, so you can respond to that.
Sure, we will.
And one more question. Could you just give me the percentage of your revenue that comes under DPCO, please?
It's basic three products, right? 30%.
25%
to 30%.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for your question. Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you're requested to press star and one on your push button phone. We have a question from Mr. Nimesh Desai calling from Motiwal Oswal.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Just a couple of questions. One is, you mentioned some new launches scheduled in second half of calendar 2009. Wanted to know whether any of these would enjoy patent protection in India?
No.
Not yet. Okay. So when do we see patent protected products launch from Pfizer in India?
We have already launched Champex, which is a patented product.
Right.
So we have already seen one.
Right, but any further color you can give us in terms of such launches going forward?
At this point of time, it's too early.
Okay. The second question was on this slowdown in the pharma industry that is being talked about. Is my understanding correct that this needs to be adjusted for the excise duty cut undertaken in February and partly undertaken in December by the government?
Well, that won't make any major impact on that. Excise cut, I don't think so.
Because the excise duty, as I see it, has been brought down all the way from 16% to 4% in two tranches.
Abatement is reduced.
Yeah, but the 8% to 4, 16 to 8 was done in the budget period itself,
yes.
In February.
Yeah.
So that is over. And now, which is brought down from 8 to 4, again, it doesn't slow entire 4 because the abatement is there. So maximum it flows is around about 2% or so.
2%.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Thanks a lot. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Desai, for your question. Next in line is Mr. Sharad Ramnarayan from Parry, Washington.
Good afternoon. Just wanted to know, will you be able to share the absolute revenue contribution from Corex and Bicosyl alone?
Yeah. Corex is about 139 crores.
139, okay.
Yeah. And Bicosyl is about 100 crores.
Bicosyl is about 100 crores. And one more thing I wanted to ask you, you gave the cash position at 543 crores. How much will be the money which will be passed with other Pfizer associates in the form of loans and advances?
About 150 crores.
Okay, 150 crores.
That's right.
Do you earn any interest income on this?
Yeah, we do.
Better than the market.
Okay, so in effect your cash position will be 543 plus 150?
No, including.
Oh, just including that.
Excluding.
Overall it is 543 plus 150, right?
That's right.
Okay, so close to 700 crores.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Ramnarayan. Next in line is Mr. Kaushik Poddar from Capital Market again. Mr. Poddar, please go ahead.
Yeah, see, your clinical service contribution in terms of profit has gone up substantially in the last quarter. I mean, is this a trend to come?
No, we had a recovery of the past quarter coming in.
Okay.
And we had that one-off recovery coming in the last quarter.
Okay. Now, even the capital employed thing also, it has gone up quite a lot, I think. From capital employed has gone up from 5.99 to 38 crores. So that means there have been investment from your side? Or is it basically because of receivables or something?
That's some investment on the formulation development.
That's some investment on?
Formulation development.
So that's part of services, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr.
Buddha.
Ladies and gentlemen, for any further questions, you're requested to press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask any further questions, may please press star and one on the push button phone.
Okay, Roshni, if there are no questions,
I would like to first thank everybody coming here, but I think more important, as
Sridhar pointed out, and as Gala observed, that one should look at not the what the newspapers, the media is reporting the results, but the results are really in terms of growth of 12% and profit growth of 26%. In a time where we really had 2008 major issues on trade front and on our system issues, so we almost lost about 6 months of our very, very active working in terms of these two major issues. And then we had a huge pressure on margins, particularly on vitamin C products, and that has impacted the margins. Hopefully, these are behind us, and hopefully we would be working really hard to get our price increases if we can do and deliver better margins. And this would be a year where we would be looking at launching some of the branded value products, which could be quite exciting as we move forward. And the market expansion should start paying dividends, let's say, in second half 2009. So once again, thank you very much for coming and sharing your thoughts.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes your conference for today. We thank you for your participation and for using Tata Indicom's conferencing services. You may please disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant evening.